Many people in all times have the erroneous thought, but the conceit is very beneficial that the Lord came to abolish all laws, we'd be free. And it is especially widespread at the present time, but our Lord, during the Sermon on the Mount, underscored the point that he came not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them every little bit in one way or another. And so if we are to walk faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus, we must strive to join him in realizing the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, which is ultimately the happiness of all who love Jesus and seek to serve him faithfully in this life. Let us always strive, as it were, then, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to realize the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, which is the love of God in our hearts. It's only with the love of God that we can enjoy heaven. As Cardinal Newman, in one of his earliest sermons before he became a Catholic, a wonderful insight, there's no possibility of happiness in any part of the creation, least of all in heaven, which that does not involve fulfillment of the law. First, we must become holy, and then we can enjoy that which is known as the bliss of heaven, even with a foretaste of it here below. Let us strive to, as therefore, in fulfilling the commandments of God and striving to follow the direction that they will give us, realize more and more what it means to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves, as Jesus did on the cross. And then we shall discover why it is that those who are faithful to the commandments of the Lord, of doing his will, of seeking to, as well, to serve him faithfully, will already begin to experience that joy, that peace, that inner good, which is known as happiness. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Et Jesus.